Figuring out Social Security can be pretty tricky. Are you trying to figure out how much you're going to get in retirement, how much income you're going to need? Well, going to the Social Security Administration may be your answer, but they are encouraging, if you've already been there, you have to go back. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And today we are talking about Social Security recipients having to update their online account. These are some things that you need to know to protect yourself. Let's take a listen.
MoneyWatch, we have a new alert that will impact millions of Social Security beneficiaries. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is here to break it all down. Jill, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so what is the change and who does it impact?
Okay, it kind of impacts everybody who works because the portal for the Social Security system is changing. So what you need to know is, if you're receiving Social Security benefits, this is not going to change your checks. It doesn't mean that.
Okay.
It means that anybody who had an account, the My SSA account, and you started that before September 18th of 2021, you've got to go back in and start over. And if you've never actually registered there, you're going to start fresh. Here's what...
So what does starting over mean, though?
What it means is you go to ssa.gov /my account.
Okay.
There are two ways that you'll be able to log in. login.gov or id.me. Okay. The login.gov actually is pretty helpful because it can log into all government websites, including the IRS.
Yes, brothers and sisters, we need to do this. Everyone who pays into Social Security should get their account, and more specifically, they should get their account updated. If you have a parent who may not be technologically savvy, help them get on to the new portal so you can even have some of the new information. If you're their guardian or maybe you're their power of attorney, make sure you update their information because information is constantly coming out about Social Security. We are expecting some rate cuts in about 2035. People think that Social Security may be going bankrupt or the program may not be able to pay full benefits coming at that time. Being registered, you'll get those notifications so you can plan for your future. Now you could be more proactive than reactive. So go to ssa.gov, get your account. It's going to actually tell you how much your benefits are going to be based on your work history. One of the recommendations I make is to make sure that they do have your right work history. Sometimes there are quarters that are missing or some years that are missing. You want to make sure you get credit for all the times you've been paying into Social Security so you can make the most money, especially if you're talking to your financial advisor. You can go to ssa.gov, you could print out your estimated benefit, and then you can calculate your future income and it can help you plan better.
Okay.
Now, the reason I think this is terribly important for everybody is there are great tools. You can estimate how much money you're going to get in Social Security. You can look at the different choices. And it's important that you do this because we want everybody to make this decision with a lot of information in hand.
Okay, so when can you start to claim your Social Security benefits and how do you actually do it?
So, you know, you can go on the website, you'll register, right. You can call, you can go into a local Social Security office. There are three ages that are really important.
Three ages.
62.
Okay.
67.
Yep.
70.
Okay.
You can claim your benefits as long as you've worked for 10 years, not necessarily consecutively, 40 quarters or 10 years.
Okay.
You can claim as early as age 62. Here's the problem. When you claim at age 62, your benefit for Social Security retirement permanently reduced by about 25%. So that's not good for you, and it's not good for a non-working spouse who's claiming on your record. For anyone born after 1960, that the age is 67, that's your full retirement age. If you wait till age 70, you can maximize your Social Security benefits.
That makes sense.
And by the way, if you wait till 70, you're getting up to 8% a year extra.
Yeah.
These are benefits that are indexed for inflation. It is a valuable source of income. 40% of Americans actually rely on Social Security alone for their retirement. So the more you can get, the better off it will be.
If you've been following my show for a while, I always say Social Security shouldn't be your golden parachute. And the reason we believe that is because of news stories like this. If you're watching on YouTube, then you saw the graph about how much you are expected to get in Social Security. And if you're like me, you realize it's not that much, especially compared to how much that you've actually put in to Social Security. So this is my point here. As investors, we need to start early, and retirement is do it yourself. We cannot rely on the government. Once again, in 2035, they're expected to either cut benefits or raise retirement age. It's already at 67. Where are they going to go? 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74. I mean, when are you going to get your Social Security benefits? They just keep pushing it back, hoping that people just die off before they get it. So even though we may not be getting a lot of money, it's still our money. We still need to make sure that those assets come into our house, because even if we have a retirement plan, do it ourselves, that extra $2,000 can be a vacation that we take every month. Or maybe it could help contribute to a 529 plan for one of our grandchildren, for one of our children for continuing education or something like that. So be very cautious of these types of news stories who are giving you information, but they're not telling you the whole story. They're saying a majority of Americans rely solely on Social Security. This may be true, but that's not a good statistic. That is not a reason why you should delay and try to get the biggest Social Security benefit. Technically, that should scare you and say, you're depending on this amount. I need to prepare as soon as possible. I need to have my financial plan, because if I don't, I am going to be in a world of trouble, especially if I'm going to have to depend on the government to pay me my full benefit after working 10 plus years, 20, 30 years in this system. And now I got to beg for my money and hope that I get some money in return. Come on. That's I hate the word, but that's just stupid. that's not going to work. So brothers and sisters, I don't want this to happen to you. If you don't know anything about investing, you can check out our Four Pillars to Christian Investing. It's a 19-page retirement guide that goes over debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfers. So this pillar would be the saving and investing. We have to save for our future, because the government is not going to save us. Okay. Well, brothers and sisters, make sure if you like videos like this, make sure that you subscribe. Also, before we go, make sure you do go to ssa.gov. You need to go in there. You need to register. You need to look around, see what's going on, see what benefits you have available currently. That's going to help you make a better decision if you are going to take it early or you are going to delay distributions and why. And one more tip about Social Security, you need to find your break-even point. If you delay versus if you take it early, and you need to make that decision for yourself. Don't depend on me. Don't depend on the news. Don't depend on the government. Once again, get your financial five, get your financial advisor, get your accountant, your lawyer, your power of attorney, and your executor. They are going to help you make that decision. You don't have to make this decision by yourself, and you don't need to have all the information. You just need to know where to go. If you need a free consultation, the link is going to be in the description. You could talk to me. In the meantime, make sure you subscribe and check out some of our other videos. We have great videos like this and little tips like this that you don't see everywhere. I mean, they're updating the portal. You need to update your information so you can be on top of it. Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.